WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to the Discipline Switch. Ever feel like your relationships are spinning in circles? Like you're constantly trying to figure out why someone reacted a certain way, or you're stuck in a communication rut? Trust me, I get it. Relationships can be amazing, the best kind of human connection, but they also take work, right? And that work starts with understanding each other. That's what we're diving into today, building healthy relationships through empathy and understanding. Because let's face it, a little bit of compassion goes a long way in making those connections truly rock solid. So, what does empathy actually mean? It's more than just feeling sorry for someone, okay? It's about stepping into their shoes, trying to see the world from their perspective, understanding their feelings, and even acknowledging their experiences, even if you haven't personally gone through them. Think of it like this. Imagine you're having a tough day. Maybe you bombed a presentation, or your favorite coffee shop ran out of your go-to latte. Wouldn't it feel amazing if someone not only listened to you vent, but also truly got where you were coming from? That's the magic of empathy. Now, let's talk about some key takeaways for building those super strong relationships based on empathy and understanding. First, practice active listening. This isn't just hearing words. It's really focusing on what the other person is saying, both verbally and non-verbally. Pay attention to their body language, tone of voice, and even the silences. It shows them that you're truly engaged and invested in what they have to say. Second, ask clarifying questions. Don't just assume you know what someone means. If something isn't clear, ask, "Can you tell me more about that?" Or, "What do you mean by P?" P. It demonstrates your genuine interest and helps you avoid misunderstandings. Third, validate their feelings. Even if you don't agree with their perspective, acknowledging their emotions is crucial. Saying things like, "That sounds really frustrating," or "I can understand why you feel that way," shows empathy and creates a safe space for them to open up. Fourth, resist the urge to offer solutions right away. Sometimes people just need to vent and be heard. Offer support, but avoid jumping in with advice unless they explicitly ask for it. Remember, your goal is to understand their experience, not fix it for them. And finally, be patient. Building empathy and understanding takes time and effort. Don't expect to become a master overnight. Just keep practicing, be kind to yourself, and celebrate the small victories along the way. You got this. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine your best friend is going through a tough breakup. They're feeling heartbroken, confused, and maybe even a little angry. What do you do? Do you tell them to get over it, or do you offer a listening ear, validate their feelings, and simply be there for them? That's empathy in action. Instead of dismissing their pain, you acknowledge it, show compassion, and let them know they're not alone. This small act of understanding can make a world of difference in helping your friend navigate this difficult time. So remember, building healthy relationships is all about connection, connecting with each other on a deeper level through empathy and understanding. It's a journey for sure, but trust me, it's worth it. The key takeaways are simple. Practice active listening, ask clarifying questions, validate their feelings, resist the urge to solve everything immediately, and be patient. Remember, relationships thrive on connection, and empathy is the bridge that builds those bridges. So go out there, connect with your loved ones in a meaningful way, and watch those relationships flourish. And hey, if you found this episode helpful, do me a favor. Share it with someone who could benefit from these insights. You can also leave a review wherever you listen to podcasts. That really helps us spread the word and reach more people. Until next time, stay disciplined, stay connected, and keep on growing.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.